This is Pawn Stars Unplugged. Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today it's Wednesday, the time is 6 o'clock, the date is the 6th of June in the year 2018.
So it's 6 o'clock, the 6th of the 6th.
No, it's actually 10 past 6.
It's actually 10 past 6, eh?
Why do you have to ruin everything?
I'm a ruiner. That's what I do.
Imagine if it was six minutes past six of the 6th, 2016.
Oh my goodness.
And you know I love the word. The number six.
No, you like 69.
I love 69, but the number six sounds like something.
It's a six with a nine.
Yeah, you're changing it. Letter. I understand, Leanne.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Thank you, Ethan. Let me tell you something. So today is the sixth. I don't know if you remember, but Shishi.
One of the best movies that ever been made in Israel.
Yeah. So Metzitzim was Bashishila Shishi on the 6th of the 666. Yeah. Shishila
Shishi. No, Shishi. It was 1974.
So where was it?
Shishila.
Okay. 75. Alright, so today's Tuesday, it's 23rd Sivan, and the year's 5778.
And going strong.
My name is Roy Barrett, and I want to juice my Pawn Stars. So we've got the fifth Pawn Star. She actually didn't come back yet. For how long? I don't know. But anyway, well, welcome. Not welcome. Say hello to Sasha Star in Israel.
Hey, Sasha. And I hope you will decide to come back sometime
and listen to us.
Do you think she's listening to us?
She's apparently having a very good time.
I'm glad to hear that.
All right, so what do we have here? From the deeps of Hyde Park, he comes to us. The gentle giant is also our coin, antique, and memorabilia expert. Please welcome Ethan Nadler.
Good evening, everyone. I would like to wish my mom happy birthday. Today it's her birthday.
Oh!
Happy birthday! So if we're doing birthday, so today is also a very good friend of mine, Erin. Have a great birthday. Erin, she's 12 today. Erin, happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
And tomorrow it's my niece's birthday. So, any more birthdays?
Any more birthdays for mitzvah today?
All right. Oh, actually, today as well is my niece and a boy. What is it?
Your what?
Nephew.
My nephew's birthday as well.
Yeah, and
he's 16 years old.
Whoa.
Yes, his name is Daniel. He's in Israel. And hey, Daniel. Happy birthday, Daniel!
All the birthday on the 6th of the 6th.
Yeah.
On the
6th of the 6th. Very, very good day.
You need to plan.
You know, listen. It's very serious. Yeah, you know who has got his birthday today? Huh? Rambo.
Rambo.
Cool.
And Rocky is next week.
That's good. Well,
it's called delayed action. Delayed action.
So we've got Rambo.
We got Rocky.
By the way, Rambo was last week was in the White House. Did you saw the picture? Didn't you saw him?
Yes.
Oh, did you saw him?
Yes.
Standing next to the president.
Oh, you go.
You got another president in America? I don't know. He was standing next to the president in the Purple Office. They actually Trump gave pardon to a black boxer that in the 30s or the 40s he married a white girl and it was against the law in America and they imprisoned him and it was unfair. The guy died like 50 years ago, but Trump gave him a pardon because it was unlawful and horrible thing to
now give him pardon.
Listen, you know, better than never.
Trump only gave him a pardon.
Yeah.
After Rocky got him in a headlock.
I don't think Rocky.
There was news. Trump. There was not news. There was fake news.
Okay.
All right. So, from 96 Anton Drive, running the most beautiful establishment. Shut up, woman.
No.
Called Top Cash is also our Swiss watch and diamond expert. We welcome Liel Ring.
Yeah. correction. Not the most beautiful.
Good evening, everybody. Anyway, he's a decorated journalist, our blogger, and South Africa's best movie critic. Please welcome Peter Veldman.
Thank you for this warm applause in a cold studio. It's really welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, what do you know? We've got too many. Yeah, all right. Anyway, who is she? She's the lady to give me a hard time. No, she's not my wife. She hails from the deep end of Kishini Night Park. She also our jewelry person. Everyone, anybody needs a ring for any occasion, call her office and talk to her. 011-325-7777. And her name is Aaron Barr.
Hello, hello, hello.
And she's very nice to everybody.
Oh, thank you, Peter.
It's my pleasure. You'll get the check in the post.
Last but not least, the rumor says she gives the best service in the whole industry. Please welcome Nicole.
Hello, everybody. Talking about Donald Trump, did Kanye West and Kim Kardashian and Trump had a meeting?
And? Yeah, they did.
And Kanye West.
Only Kim Kardashian.
And Kanye said that he thinks Donald Trump is the berry.
Me too.
Kanye is talking rubbish for the last 25 years, but doesn't matter. Only Kim came to the White
House. Don't be jealous.
I'm very jealous. Very. Especially on Trump. I want his hair.
I mean, you don't want his hair.
No, I wouldn't mind his wife.
You can buy his hair.
But let's continue.
His wife disappeared for like 24 days or something, they said.
Maybe she's getting new, you know.
Leo.
Doesn't matter. Improvement.
Melania. Her name is Melania, no? Melania.
Melania.
Melania? I don't know, at night I can't hear
the noise. You don't recognize her with the clothes. That's why I think she disappeared. She's right there.
You disgusting Roy.
So Kim Kardashian actually went to the White House and met
her. You know what I want to tell you, please. Don't forget to like us on Facebook as Porn Stars on 101.9. And if you follow us, you'll see us in studio. We put those clips, and it's really, really nice. We put almost every day a clip of us in studio. Please have a look. It's very, very nice and very funny. If you're listening from all over the world, I know there's a lot of people from all over the world. Thank you so much for listening to us. You can always go into www.chaifm.com and you can download or check our podcasts under Wednesday, and we're on Facebook and on Instagram under Roy Peretz. What more I want to tell you, there's some YouTube videos. Please follow up on those YouTube videos and tell us what you think. We will do it exactly the way you want us to do it. You know what I want to say? I want to say, we must be doing something right. We must be doing something. Because we've got quite a few followers, I must say. If you stay with us, as you will, listen to Peter. You're going to listen to Peter just now. He was talking about the movies, and he's got great movies today. And over that and above that, we're going to give you some tickets as well. Some movie tickets just now.
We've had a very good response for the last 2 weeks on the movie ticket front.
Maybe you give the numbers of the studio that people can know.
Yo, you're right. So the numbers are 061-895-1019. The new studio number, it's only the studio number. It's 010-140-3020. Also, 34519. It will cost you about 50, but it's still, you're going to get to us quickly, yeah.
And another thing, Roy gonna hit us with a couple of, what do you call it, a heat appliance? What do you call it? When you hit on someone?
No, that's terrible.
Why are you thinking that?
Pick-up lines.
Pick-up lines. So, pick-up lines.
Thank you, Nicole.
If you have any, yes.
I'm sure you know a lot of pick-up lines.
Someone can speak English. Roy have some nice pick-up lines. So, guys, wait. Irene, 1 second. Thank you.
I understood.
A woman. Say no and mean yes.
Yep.
But send us your best pick-up lines, please.
All right. Trump can handle two Kims at once. You're right.
Wait. Yeah. Can I just say something?
Please. Even two things.
Oh, great. Do you know who does our videos?
And
who
Eitan.
Does? His yeah. Eitan. And he does a marvelous job.
You think so?
Yes.
But I always sound, you know, stupid.
Stop complaining. You like a woman?
sounds so stupid. I'm telling you.
That's only your fault.
She eat meat.
And you know what? My technician studio. Davo!
And you don't mention that Eitan is our cinematographer.
He's a cinematographer.
Or a videographer.
I'll tell you why, but I call him Penan cinematographer.
Oh. And he's very good. I mean, he sticks the camera there. It's in your face. So it's only in your face. So everybody sees you.
Let me tell you what we're going to have today. So we're going to have Eitan talking. I don't know what he's going to say. But Liel has some stuff to say about, to tell about President. Irene said she will shut my mouth. And then Nicole, I don't know what. Nicole, what do you have?
Nicole is just
pretty. Show us your body. No,
Nicole
man.
Nicole is just pretty.
All right.
Sit down and be pretty.
I'm just going to give my amazing input to every single pickup line.
Whoa, baby.
So come, right. Guys, start sending them.
All right.
She will tell them if she will go out with you or not by the pickup line, you know.
So she's going to be the judge.
She's the judge, but to be fair, she's quite easy. Yeah?
Judge-ish.
No
way. I have to say, but let's see how it goes. Let's see how it goes.
You know what I want? You know what I want to put? I want to put something. Do you remember this one?
Yeah.
You know why I'm putting that?
No, I really
no.
Remember.
You have no idea. All right, that one I put because yesterday, 51 years ago. It was the first, you know. Okay, let me just start at the beginning. So the first quarter of 1967, there were over 270 border incidents causing rising concern in Israel. And on the 22nd February 1967, President Atassi of Syria, it says it is the duty of all of us to move from defensive positions to offensive position and enter the battle to liberate the land. Everyone must face the test and enter the battle to the end. That's what he said. On March the 3rd, landmine injures tractorist in the kibbutz Shamir. On March 12, explosion on train tracks near kibbutz Lahav. On 26th of March 1967, two Palestinians killed trying to demolish a water pump near Arad. Our goal is clear, to wipe Israel off the map. That's President Araf of Iraq, May 31st, 1967. Now, things happen after that day, after 31st. Things happen quite quickly, and let me just make it on a quick note. So just remember, because it's something we can never just leave. It's the history of the Jewish nation, and the Six-Day War was one of the biggest.
I think we talked about it before, that we talked about the Entebbe operation, and we said that the Israeli natives, we are very very proud. In a lot of things, if you're in Israeli, you got a million things to be proud of.
Yeah.
But two things, the Entebbe operation and the Six-Day War, was stuff that was never seen and probably will never be seen again in the world. And we're very proud as Israelis.
You're
that
so correct.
We
you're
were
so correct.
Behind them.
So the first wave of Israeli attacks operation focused on Egypt. And it was actually an amazing thing. And I don't want to go too much into detail.
We just destroyed the Air Force in 5 minutes, yeah.
And it was the 5th of June, and it's 7:46 in the morning. That was at 6 o'clock in the morning. And the 7th Brigade went to Khan Yunis already at 10:15. On the Egyptian front, we basically, on the first day, Jordanian bombarded of Jerusalem, central Israel, Iraqi and Jordanian aircraft tried to bomb Tel Aviv and other targets. On the Syrian front, the Syrian aircraft attacked targets in Haifa. That was on the 6th day, on the 5th of June. On the 6th of June, exactly 51 years ago, at 6 o'clock in the morning, Sharon division completed the conquest of Umm al-Kafa. Sorry, it's got nothing to do with that. Abu Agela. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And Abu Agela. On a Jordanian spot, on the Jordanian's front, Latrun police.
That was in the Egyptian front.
Yeah, yeah. The Latrun police was captured by the 55th Brigade. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. On the Syrian front, the Syrian artillery barrage on Israel, and basically we managed to defend as well the Syrian side. What I want to say in short is that the war actually finished complete on June the 12th when the Hermon and Majdel Shams claimed for Israel. And in 6 days, we called it a war. And do you remember the operation, Lebanon operation? Shlom HaGalil, they call it, the safety of the
peace,
Galil.
Peace to the Galil.
Peace to the Galil.
That takes 2 years. It was just operation. And this when one, the, in 6 days, was
the,
a war.
The war, the claiming war, was 6 days as well.
Yeah.
Until the and supposedly then, ceasefire, and then we got stuck there.
Yeah.
Yeah, for...
We got stuck. We only got out in 2005. But,
Basically, we got so much to be proud of, guys. Really, really. Really, we got so much to be proud of. And always, over all the years, we had so much, so many anti-Semites. And even, you know, people think that America was always our side. They were our side because of their interest. Not only our interest, their interest. They wanted to be a, they wanted to have a hand in the Mediterranean,
in the Mediterranean. Part of the Cold War is who's gonna be 100%.
Russia basically supported all the armies, and just to add to the story of the 6 day war, Russia actually armed Egypt, Syria, and Jordan with the best weapon of those days. If it's tanks, if it's the MiG aircraft, they had like the best. Mm-hmm. When Israel army was basically left over World War II stuff, like Shermans and
Czech weapons, and Czechoslovakia.
Our weapon. Air Force, it was like a Super Magister and Skyhawk, not even Skyhawk, it was before. And just for people to understand how difficult it was to actually not only surprise them but win it. It was like it's like a miracle. Just to give a quick number, the Egyptians threw into the war 240,000 soldiers. Syria, Jordanian, and Iraq threw in 307,000 soldiers.
We didn't have that many civilians in Israel.
The Israeli, I'm talking about now, infantry.
1967, we had like 2.3 million.
50,000 troops.
That's all.
And 214,000 reservists.
Amazing.
What mean, not all of them were there.
No.
People arrived from overseas during the war. Now, just to explain, they had 960 combat tanks of the best, the newest, aircraft, the new MiG from Russia. When we have left over World War II, 300 of them. They had the brand new 2,500 tanks against 800 miserable World War II tanks we had. Just to give a quick one, in the end of the war, okay, I can tell you
they didn't have that much tanks and aeroplane anymore.
Basically, most of the aircraft, over half of the Arabs' aircraft were destroyed completely. Okay, the tanks, they lost two-thirds of their tanks, and I'm talking destroyed. I'm not talking captured and all kind of. And it was a miracle. The only time that we're talking about bigger number in difference between the Israeli forces and the Arab forces was the independent war, 47-48, when the difference was wider.
Yeah.
Because they threw much more army on us.
Yeah, but then we didn't really fight with tanks and aircraft. It was only actually few, a man.
We have to go to our advertising. Thank you so much, Ethan. Thank you so much. Just keep it in mind. We're going to come back to you with this. And with Peter, just now tell us all about the new movie. Exciting, exciting, exciting movies. After that, guys.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
The movie review with Peter Feldman.
Hi, Peter.
Thank you, Roy.
We're in 0101403040 and our WhatsApp line 0618951019. Please, if you want to insult or say anything good, No, no, don't say anything good. Just insult. Insult, especially women. I'm not going to say.
Pick up lines.
Pick up lines.
Insult men for a change.
Insult men. Okay. 34519.
Are you very insecure?
Peter, movies.
Thank you. Thank you very much. There are only two movies opening this week, and I think the big one is Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. I saw it at lunchtime today. It's full of action, and it extends the whole franchise into a whole new different genre. You know, the last one in 2015 was like a resort. People went there to see these dinosaurs that had been genetically engineered.
All of them were resorts, isn't it?
It started where they were on an island just off Costa Rica, an enclosure.
Yeah.
And the two scientists wanted to create the dinosaurs from past, and they used the DNA. And they
only did one that wasn't real.
There were a couple of goodies. There were some not so good. This one is interesting. They've really extended the storyline. There's a volcano exploding on the island, and the same three characters who were involved in the previous ones are Bryce Dallas Howard, who plays Claire, and then there's Chris Pratt. He plays the character Owen, who studies the behavior of the different dinosaurs, and B.D. Wong was the geneticist who created the various dinosaurs.
He's from the first movie.
That's right. He's put on a bit of weight, but he's still there. But it's a cameo. It's a very small role.
Okay.
And it focuses on Claire and Owen, who go back to the island to try and save some of the dinosaurs because the island's exploding. The volcano's coming down. And they get the dinosaurs off the island, and then they bring them to a guy called Lockwood, who's a multi-millionaire. And he wants to save the dinosaurs for posterity. He wants people to know that they're not extinct, that they're around. He owns this massive estate. He's dying. He's very ill. And he's got a guy who helps him.
That's in mainland America. That's a mistake.
So they get them out, and they get the various dinosaurs, but they've also created a new one, a new raptor.
Ooh.
Which I won't go into too much detail, because I want to leave it for the people to enjoy. It's fun, it's pacey, and there's a lot of action and a lot of tension when various dinosaurs get loose.
Is it entertaining?
It's very entertaining.
Thank you.
And I saw it in 3D, which jumps right out to you. And I'm not a huge 3D fan, Roy.
I
found it very dark, and
dark. I don't know why. Those glasses make it dark.
Yes.
I don't like 3D.
But you feel part of it. And I think it's going to do very well, because we've got another, you know, the Avengers, Infinity War is doing very well. Deadpool is killing.
I loved it. Deadpool was amazing.
Is killing. So this movie is going to do very well. And then the other movie is a Roman Polanski movie.
Ooh, whoa.
It's called Based on a True Story. You know, Roman Polanski is a very controversial director.
He's a raper.
Yes, he's a rapist. He's a rapper, but not a rapper.
No controversial about that. And I think it's also underage.
Well, let's not discuss him. Let's discuss the movie.
Please.
It's called Based on a True Story. And it's about an author who's written a book about her own personal crisis, and it's had terrible reviews, and she's going through this period where she's really doom and gloom, and then she becomes involved with an obsessive admirer who won't leave her alone. It's a thriller. It has it's not deep or complicated. It's kind of psychological, in the kind of traditional mode. You know, they mention Rosemary's Baby, and they mention
in the movie
Repulsion. Well, no, they mention that in the same vein that he did those two movies with this movie, but it's not really in that kind of mold. It's sexy, it's chic, and it's a slow burn suspense. It has a lot of sinister atmosphere, but it has mixed reviews. Some people liked it. Some people thought it was a load of wahoo, but whatever. Those are the two movies out. And what I also want to mention is you can win tickets. I'm going to ask you a question soon, so you've got to keep listening. We'll break in just now. You can win tickets to experience the movies now showing at New Metro. And the comps are only for 2D or 3D, but not for 4DX or Extreme or VIP, and also the week of release. So in other words, if you want to see Jurassic World this weekend and use your tickets, you can't. You've got to wait a week. But there's so many movies on the New Metro circuit that, you know, you can just pick and choose. And to book, you can go to newmetro.co.za or call 0861 246 362 or use the self-service terminals at the cinema. Okay, now here is the question, and please WhatsApp your answers, and then we will send the winners a Modi code. So they'll have to take this code, they go to the box office, they give them the code, and they get their tickets. Can you name three of the actors in Jurassic World? I mentioned their names. Just mention any of the three actors who are in Jurassic World.
Okay, any three of the actors. Can I give a hint for another actor that is a little bit more known?
Yeah.
Then, okay. A Jewish guy that he was famous for his movie, The Fly.
The Fly, that's right. But he's got a very minor role.
Doesn't matter.
But he's in the movie. That's why I didn't mention him.
I think he's better than
this. He sets the scene.
The Korean guy is not that well known.
You're you mention them again?
When does the competition close?
It closes when
tomorrow.
You get the two winners.
Yeah. Okay. It's two winners, guys.
Two winners.
Here you go. So,
two.
So just 061-895-1019.
And I give you another hint. Google.
Google. Yeah. You know, with D-Day and all that.
Yes.
The heroism and bravery displayed by troops from the Allied countries on D-Day has really served an inspiration for several films. Most famously was The Longest Day, 1962, mm-hmm. and Saving Private Ryan, which was 1998.
It was the most graphic.
It was amazing movie, yeah. Tom Hanks.
Yeah, but the graphics, the way you felt like you...
Because there was no sound for
boarding the...
in the first, remember,
and,
on the
and,
beach.
And, the show, and it shows you what... pieces of people flying in the air,
yes, yeah.
and you just need to keep on running. You don't have
that's
anything
right.
else to
that's
do.
Right. That's what war is all about.
Whoa.
And it was also depicted in the HBO miniseries Band of Brothers in 2001 in both Eitan and we agreed this was one of the best series I've ever seen.
I also agree.
And I'd recommend that Irene see something intelligence. Yeah.
All right. Okay, so guys, you heard, you got, we're going to play a song, and afterwards we're going to come back to this competition. So thank you so much, Peter, and let's take this beautiful song. I mean, let's take it there because... time is now 6:44 and we're back. And Irene, what do you have?
Plenty jokes.
All right, give us one.
Oh.
But funny one, not like second hand one.
No.
Why one?
Can I give
two.
You,
I don't know. She's a pawn shop. Everything second hand.
Start with two.
Oh, and who owns the second hand pawn shop?
It doesn't matter. Doc.
You second hand.
Yeah, we're talking about jokes now.
What is the difference between a man and a condom?
I know, but I can't say.
A man and a condom are flexible?
Nice try. Condoms have changed. They're no longer thick and insensitive.
That's a good one, I must say.
Okay, can I throw you another one?
Yeah.
Men are like fine wine.
That one I know.
They start out like grapes, and it's our job
to
step on them
and make them hard.
No.
Sweet and liquid.
That's not right. Keep them in the dark until they're ripe. In other words, they need to ferment a little.
Ferment?
Yes.
Yeah, but you...
Just. And then...
It's wrong. Yeah.
They become something that we like to have with dinner.
Oh, but...
And I've got some more.
Yes.
But funny ones, I mean, not second-hand ones.
No. It was funny,
can
but it was
not second-hand, boss.
It
wasn't accurate.
The next one.
Yes.
No, I've got it. What do bulletproof vests, fire escapes, windshield wipers, and laser printers have in common?
No idea.
They were invented by women.
And that's it. That's
yeah.
all was invented.
Oh, that's women.
No.
All that was invented by men. No, thank you for listening.
Wait.
One more.
Wait. Yeah. The rest of the time, they were busy shouting at the men, so they couldn't...
Yeah.
rubbish.
Okay.
Do that.
What is
do
the
that.
Most common sleeping position of a man?
Alone.
Around. Baby.
That's a good one.
Yeah, not bad, Irene. You're getting
it. Yeah, that's Roy's famous one.
That's bad.
No, I think that's a wishful thinking, it's called. Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, that's young, what he wishfully thinks.
Yeah, carry on.
Eitan, yes. Eitan, what do you have?
A young actor get a part, you know, on Broadway. Very excited. He's running home to tell his dad. So his dad said, what part did you get? He said, of a married man. So the dad say, you know what? It's not too bad. In the future, you will get actually parts with some text.
Yeah, yeah, go, but quick one, not a.
Why do men whistle when they're sitting on the toilet?
What?
Why do men whistle when they're sitting on the toilet?
I'm not whistling when I'm sitting
on
the toilet.
So they know which end to wipe.
And you're talking. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I must say,
women must be.
She did something against the wind today, huh?
Yeah. So listen. I've got some. It's something very special. Just describing relationship in different continents and different
not
countries.
Continents.
Different countries.
Countries. Oh, right. Not Zuma continent.
Countries. No. Cape Town. Zuma has no,
continent.
Cape Town.
It doesn't have even one river. That yeah. All right. Yeah, well, I'm not that clever. So, all right. So, Italian relationship.
Yes.
First date, they have sex. Second date, they have sex again.
Okay.
French relationship, first date, they've got movies and kiss. And the second day, sex. And the third day, sex again. British relationship, first date, they've got a hangout and kiss. Second date, they've got like a kiss and hug. Third date, they're kissing and hug and smooching. And fourth day, sex and more sex. Ah, that's nice, eh?
British, they are
the British.
Cold,
yeah, but they still have sex. American relationship, first day there's a date. The second day is hug. Third day, hug again, but warmly. Mm. The fourth day is a kiss. The fifth day is a long kiss. And the sixth day, sex. Then American African relationship. Listen, that's a complicated one. First day, money for hair. Second day, restaurant. Third day, restaurant again. Fourth day, agree. Fifth day, date. They agree. Then sixth day, date again. Seventh day, date again with three of the hungry friends. Yeah, listen, somebody, yeah. Then 8 days date and hug. 9 days tried to peck but failed. 8 days peck. 11 days tried to kiss but failed. 12 days kiss. 13 days long kiss. 14 days try to have sex but failed. 15 days try to have sex but failed. 16 days.
I don't think I like 16
days. Don't talk to each other. 17 day malice. What malice till the next day? 18 day. The men called, but the woman didn't pick. 19 day. The men called, the woman picked and asked who it is. Who is it? Yeah. The man apologized and the woman replied, "Leave me alone. I'm not your type. This type of girl." All right. The man continued to beg until the next day. 20th day, the woman accepted the unwanted apology. That's the 20th day. 21st day, hug.
Back to hug.
Back to hug. 22nd day, long hug. 23rd day, kiss. 24th day, long kiss. 25th day, have tried to have phone sex with the woman, complains the phone is bad. Guy promised to buy a new phone. 26th day, try to have sex with the woman, said until buys a new phone. 27 days, try to have sex with the woman and ask, "Where is the phone? You're not serious. Call me when you are serious." 29th day, she's ready, but mother called her to prepare food. I'm sorry to say that, but 30th day, rape.
the body size. 30th day, we're hypno.
So I'll put in for you the time of 6:51. Guys, you forgot about that. The competition is 4 beautiful tickets. You can go to nice movies.
Yes.
Come on, guys.
The question is
simple.
Give us 3 actors from the new
go world. To Google.
Go to Google. Give us the name of 3 actors from the sorry. Yeah. The new movie, yes. Jurassic World 2.
Yeah.
And now Roy will give you some pickup lines because you also didn't send us pickup lines.
No, no, I didn't. No,
you have pickup lines.
I wrote for you something nice.
Okay, what you got?
Just, you know, in Afghanistan, Salim is walking down the street and his wife walking in front of him. Suddenly the sheikh see him. He said, Salim, you embarrassing the Muslim religion. The woman need to go behind the man. That was Muhammad's commandment.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, but in Muhammad's days, they were not my feet.
Nice.
Nice.
I also got a joke about Salim and the goat, but I think I'm going to...
How many problems we have in South Africa? We are lucky that the crime is organized.
Yeah.
Lately, it's very organized.
Yeah.
You know, two friends having a cup of coffee in the morning at work, or the one telling the other... You know what is the recession is actually worse than a divorce. So the other friend said, how did you make it? He said, listen, in a recession, you lose half of the house, half of your property, but the wife is still around.
So this guy comes to the doctor and asks him, can you give me a medicine to live an eternal life? The doctor says, get married. He says, and that's going to give me eternal life. No, but that's going to drop your desire to live.
Drastically.
So, do you know... I don't like to talk about women, but I have to because of popular demands, I must say. you know what the wife, if you're looking at the wife, she's got 2 duties only, and she doesn't make it right. She got only 2 duties. The one of them to calm him when he's upset, and the other one to make him upset when he's calm.
We do that very well.
Yeah, very
well. A young man is telling his friend, you know, last week I sent my wife to the cafe to buy some fresh bread, and on the way she had a heart attack. She dropped dead and died. So the other friend says, sorry to hear about it, and what did you do? I said, what could I do? I ate a very old bread.
Yeah, you know. No, don't you know that one? It says, I sent my husband to buy fish to make a Friday night gefilte fish. The guy and he just died. He says, so the other woman says, so what have you done? So what could I do? Could it just arise?
You know, a very famous rabbi came to give a drasha in the shul. And he's sitting on the side, and you know, the shul was packed. Everyone came to listen to him, and he's sitting there, doesn't say a word. And everyone over here coming to hear you, why you don't say anything. So he's whistling to him, I forgot my teeth in the room. Say no problem. They ran quickly to bring his teeth, and the rabbi stand up and start to give a drasha, and drasha, and drasha, and everyone starting to fall asleep. And, rabbi, what's going on? Why you can't even stop? He said, yeah, you brought my wife's teeth.
Nice one.
That's a nice one.
I tell you one?
Of course I've got a talent, Irene. I'm really good in bed. Sometimes I sleep more than 9 hours at one go.
Oh, wonderful. It's so nice.
I've got an... Okay, yeah? You go.
I'm also
what
good.
What is the difference between a man and a vulture?
There's
the same as like a man in a condom, but now with a voucher.
Yeah?
Yeah?
At least the vulture waits till you're dead before he rips your heart out.
I've got, it's called the difference of want. It's a bit naughty, but anyway. A woman want everything from one man.
Yes. All right.
A man want one thing from all
women. Nice, nice. According to my mirror, I'm pregnant. The father is Nutella.
Oh,
guys, the time is now 6:56.
Don't forget about tomorrow.
Oh, don't forget about tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to be at 9 o'clock. And,
not we, you.
Okay, we is myself and Liel.
Yeah, we're allowed to...
Yeah.
Him and the worms.
Eh? Okay.
when you talk about yourself in plural, it means that you have worms. And
no, we. Myself and more. Yeah. All right. You know, sometimes I drink water. I want to surprise my liver. I got some nice...
There's a man who can't drink alcohol.
Okay, but he can joke.
I want to surprise. Guys, I want you to have a lekker evening. The time is now 6:57. I want to put a nice song so you guys will. I really want to put a nice song.
Finish the evening
in a
high tone.
In a high tone. So
I thought maybe romantic.
Romantic? That's to who? Who is romantic here in the?
Everybody
that listening.
Yeah, me. I like candles too.
You told us.
Huh?
You told us last week.
I don't
think it was on air, but you told us
what
the way to be romantic.
Yeah, you must light a candle.
Light a candle. Just
have a candle. Power went out.
Just have a candle in your pocket next to the condom, that you can be romantic as well.
Oh, Leo!
Yeah,
you just
Bubble. Huh? What do you mean? Guys, I want you to have a very, very nice evening. And this is for you, especially for you.
And
this song has been with me for many, many, I must say. And this is really, really special. I don't know if you remember that. That's awesome. A lemon tree. From Fool's Garden.
And guys, remember to never take us seriously.
Please don't.
When we joke. Sometimes we are serious. But when we joke, don't take us seriously. We just want to have fun. Enjoy.
Have plenty of fun. Don't forget, guys, tomorrow, because today I'll see there's no one really put any names here.
It's too cold outside.
It's too cold outside. Don't forget to put some names and enjoy your evenings.
Bye-bye.